You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nathan Zagura talking about Shadow Arsendas. Also, I'm getting texts, or Lime is getting texts that I'm out of touch. More on that coming up right before Coming in Hot at 9:45. 216-474-0092. I'm actually disappointed. I'm actually disappointed that I'm not going to get to see Dylan Gabriel today. And here's why. I want to feel better about the organization. They made a risky choice, or not a risky choice, a bold, if you want to say, surprising with Dylan Gabriel in the third round. And we've heard nothing but not good reports. I mean, Daryl has not liked anything the guy has done. Zach Jackson, who comes on the show frequently, our friend, he has not liked anything he has done. They're not saying that he's a bad guy, but man, they're saying he's a bad quarterback and that this is a difficult thing. And if he were on the field tonight, like Lime, at least I'd have that chance to confirm or disconfirm any suspicion, because I think that right now it's hard to, say this, at least with this regime, because there's been so many opportunities up and down, but there's as little trust as you've ever had with the organization, right? In talent evaluation, evaluating the people around, like you, Quinshon Judkins, we had to spend time talking about Quinshon Judkins, whether or not he's even going to be eligible to play this year from the NFL. I mean, talent evaluation of, hey, DeJuan Jones might end up being a good left tackle for you, but he has to replace the guy he took in the first round. There's a lot that doesn't set well with a lot of fans. And I think if Dylan Gabriel were to go out there and at least conduct himself like a starting quarterback, I mean, Daryl's saying that they're treating him like a first-round guy, which is, I think, concerning to say the least for a lot of fans. Lime, at least I'd get to see. I'd get the chance to either, okay, I'm knocking it down. I don't know what they're seeing in this guy. It's a waste. It could be a waste of a pick, this, that, and the other. Or, hey, you know what? Maybe they do know what they're looking at. Maybe they do. Because we always overreact to preseason games, but you would do that. We're looking for a quarterback. We're desperate for a quarterback. Clearly, myself, I'm desperate for a quarterback. You would go back and you would have to say, yeah, what are you doing with this guy? Could this guy actually be a starting quarterback for your football team? If he were to do well.
I mean, look, there's no...
I feel cheated out of that because of the injury.
There's no doubt. It's going to be really hard tonight with Shador. And yeah, I agree. I would have loved to see Dylan Gabriel as well. It's going to be really hard to assess who's telling the truth after all of this. That is the hard thing to me. Like, I try to tell fans. I mean, people think we're biased too, obviously, like anybody else. But I like to think that we'll come on and, yes, we'll have some fun if Shador lights it up. But we'll also put it in the proper context. Same thing. If he struggles mightily, we're not going to come on the air on Monday and say, that's it for his career. This dude can't play.
No.
Like, this is just one of many data points in what he hopes to be assembling, you know, a bunch of data for a career. You know, he's going to want the opportunity. Unfortunately, you know, we do know that guys taken the later they are in the draft, the less wiggle room, the less margin for error, the less chance they have. Maybe he affords himself a little more because of the fan base. Let's not lie. This is a business. Like, Shador is good for business for a lot of people, but in the end, if he stinks over time, like, he's going to be out of the league. You know, there's only so much there's only so much time you can buy yourself, especially when you're not a first round pick. But I say that, and the guy I compared him to earlier in the show, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow only had a few years and he was a first round pick. So it's not like you're guaranteed this huge runway. At some point, you do have to play well. I'm just not going to sit here. If he lights it up, I'm not going to downplay that either. If he lights it up tonight, I'll be excited. It's a Browns quarterback playing well, even if it's not a real game.
That's a hell of a thing. How do you want me to react if he plays well? How should I react? Because I've gone through the gamut of emotions this week. Just through it all. Again, I can't treat him like a run-of-the-mill fifth-round pick. He's that big of a name. And don't act like I should. Like the NFL people who text you, Albert Breer, it's like, guys, no. And I've said it a million times already in this show. you know damn well on the networks that you guys broadcast on, people were making a big damn deal ripping NFL football teams for not drafting him in the second round, in the third round. They were shocked. One of the first things that they said after Dylan Gabriel got drafted was, I can't believe Shedeur Sanders might be on the board for day three. Like, these are the first things that they're talking about. So don't give me a bunch of bleep over talking about the guy and be like, well, he's only a fifth round pick. No, that's BS. And you know that's BS because of the networks you work for. You're sitting there trying to tell me that I should treat Shedeur Sanders like I would any run of the mill fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick. You know that's disingenuous and you know that's wrong. That all pointed out, I am trying to see it where it's like, hey, it is unlikely fifth round picks become big time names for you. And I am 100% admittedly desperate, which desperate people do not think clearly. I'm desperate to dig ourselves out of this spot because I don't want to be another year into this thing waiting for a quarterback. And I think we probably will. I don't think we can skip steps. It just sucks where...
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want something here where, man, we have this embarrassment of riches now for the future, and we have this quarterback that fell into our lap, and now I don't feel like I'm wasting time with Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward and this, that, and the other. I don't want to do that. That said, I think in realism, in real time, that's what's probably going to end up happening. You know, there's millions of get-rich-quick schemes out there. Most people just have to save up and do the whole Dave Ramsey thing. Don't want to really reference him, but you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at with quarterbacks, and that's where I'm at with Shedeur. So how do I react if he does really well tonight?
I've got the New York Post up from August 10th, 2018. Why is that a day that matters? Baker Mayfield shows exactly why he was the number one pick.
Outstanding.
After rifling a slant to fellow rookie Antonio Callaway, who shed Giants corner Leonard Johnson for 54-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter Thursday night, Baker Mayfield took off sprinting to the end zone to celebrate with his wide receiver. There are no Heisman trophies for him to win in the NFL, but his impressive performance, that is against the Giants, Saquon Barkley as well, offered hope for the woebegone Browns and undoubtedly thrilled the HBO Hard Knocks people. And it mentions him as the controversial number one overall pick. Said in short, he looked
controversial.
He looked more like Drew Brees than Johnny Manziel.
Judas Priest. Again, for the Shedeur fans, like, you guys aren't ready for this. This ain't our first rodeo. This is our third rodeo. If you throw in Odell, this is the fourth rodeo.
Would you like to hear what?
Might as well be J.B. Mooney.
What Mary Kay Cabot of the Plain Dealer wrote.
What'd she write? That's a Bill Nunn Award winner. You better be careful.
That is, with the sterling preseason debut for the Browns, here's what everybody is saying. Mary Kay Cabot wrote, Mayfield displaying all the moxie that made him a national sensation at Oklahoma, completed 11 of 20 passes, 212 yards and 2 touchdowns in 7 series, earned a 125.4 rating for a rousing start to his career. Will we get a rousing start for Shedeur Sanders tonight?
I sure as hell hope so. It might end up being a hog, but let's get out the lipstick, man. Let's do it. At least for tonight. We'll get it figured out later on in the season. Let's do it. I got to ask you a question. I did bring up how desperate I am. Who's the most desperate franchise to find a quarterback in the NFL? Is it us?
I figured we were definitely up there.
I figured we were definitely number one.
That are the Colts.
About the Bears?
They got Caleb Williams.
Is he good?
They better hope he is. And look at what they've done in the draft and Saints. Free agency. Saints got Tyler Shuck.
Drew Brees. Come on.
Saints got Tyler Shuck. You look at the history, the ownership, everything. Mm-hmm. Bears would have been close, but you know, we'll see what Caleb Williams is. I'm not saying he's going to be great, but they got Caleb Williams. The Archie Manning story comes out yesterday from On3, which technically Jimmy Haslam broke 2 weeks ago. But Archie Manning says that Arch Manning didn't come out of the draft in 2026. He's going to go back to college. That, and I totally believe that. That's not breaking any news. It doesn't mean that the Browns might not try to change his mind. Because I will point this out. If you got Charles Woodson in as a, is it 5% or 1%? Is it a 1% for $5 million, I think it is? I might have got my rods and cones mixed up. If you got him in for an ownership stake, you're telling me you wouldn't get Archie in, or excuse me, Cooper Manning in at an ownership stake to make sure that his son comes out? You got the number one overall pick. The Texas season has just ended. Think of it goes the best way possible. Arch Manning's really good. This is why I want Shedeur Sanders to go crazy, because think about what we're talking about here. Arch Manning's really good. Heisman Trophy, national championship. Say it's all there for him. All there for Arch Manning. You literally have nothing left you can accomplish that's new. I imagine you win the Davey O'Brien Award and all the other stuff that goes with it if you win the Heisman Trophy as a quarterback. Right. You telling me you don't try to talk him out of that and go, why do you want to go back when we can offer you this, this, and this? Why do you want to go? I can get you the coaching you want. I can get you, even if you still like Kevin, we can get you Kevin. Would you put it past the Browns to try to make sure he wants to go back to college instead of, don't you want to see how you can resurrect a proud franchise that's fallen on a hard time, the daddy? Can't you see that this might be a possibility for you? Look at what Peyton did for the Ursay family and the Colts. Look what Peyton did. I mean, you had a guy like Bill Tobin who was fighting on television with Mel Kiper Jr. And look what your Uncle Peyton did. Look what your Uncle Eli did for the Giants. They had fallen on hard times right after they had their little run there in the 90s.
I'd point to somebody else.
Who?
I'd say, hey, look at what LeBron James did.
Look at what LeBron James did for
you
the Cavs.
You want to be the LeBron James of football? Step right up.
You can't. Listen, you got to make him say no to you. That's all. This is why, God, I hope Shedeur Sanders says well tonight, please. Please, 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 please. Because already that first story right there, it just tells you, all right, people are thinking about the Browns, and if the Browns have the number one pick, that's what they're thinking. Here I am begging a rookie quarterback to do well tonight. I dare to dream.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.